Greg's like, use a fucking coaster, bro.
There's a coaster right there. It was literally like 4 inches from his car.
I love Greg's approach. You don't have to use this, but if you don't, I'll murder you.
Yeah.
So don't ruin my second desk.
This is pretty legit. Have you seen these desks?
I have seen them on YouTube. Yeah. And I saw it when I was here last.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
They're so great. Cool.
I mean, it's really nice. I feel like I'm watching two guys sitting in a Gran Turismo simulator right now with your little sporty-ass chairs.
He does have the racing chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is nice. And, well, I guess we need to open with that. So there are three voices. We haven't had three voices on the podcast.
Well, there's two voices and one voice that just yells at you for not using a coaster so far. That's what we've got.
Yeah. So the angry coaster guy.
Yeah.
It's one of our best friends, Greg Silvius. What's up, Greg?
Hello.
What's up, Greg?
We're glad
to
have you.
Welcome to the
pod. Yeah, glad to be here. And welcome to our first three-person pod.
Yeah, it's our first threesome.
Yes. Glad I could take part. You know, we're supposed to be family friendly now. No cussing. Tuesday.
That's okay. I don't think that's a swear word, actually.
I think Avery might have some follow-up questions.
I think we've already broken that rule. Well,
you couldn't have called it a tricycle?
The good news is if Avery has follow-up questions, she can direct them towards Courtney, who still has not responded to my message from 2 weeks ago. So,
totally.
Sorry.
I think she's ditched you.
So is Avery your one listener? Or
we've got... Is this the fan?
Yeah, left.
There you go.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
We basically have that household as listeners, and then, well, we used to have the household. Now Ryan has kind of gone MIA.
We are off track. I am going to bring us back as the host of this podcast. So let me explain what's going on. Welcome to a non-BFF episode in the way that we've been doing it. So we're not doing best first favorite today, but it's BFF in a different way. So we're bringing in one of our best friends who has started his own business. And we're going to be here today to learn about his business, what that means. We're going to understand a little bit better. And we're going to share some cool tips for you if you're starting your own business. What do you think, Amir?
Absolutely. No, I think that is wonderful. And, you know, for our listeners, we did take a week off. And so we figured we'd come back with something super special. Our first threesome, like you said, with our BFF Greg.
Stop saying that. Jesus.
Did you use the coaster?
Podcast in America.
It was touch and go there, but yeah, it's
okay,
it's
good.
Not
good.
Centered on the coaster, but it's just off center.
I think I got it.
Okay,
we're safe.
All right.
You might need to draw a big X in the middle of that coaster just to guide him into it, like a landing pad.
I was focusing on where the microphone is. We have a lot of equipment in this room.
It's just right here. You told me to focus on one microphone.
I am, but I wasn't focused on it. That's the problem. Okay. I was like looking up into the ether.
We just spent, like, how many hours? 3 hours getting my setup going.
Yeah.
You gave me direction on what to do.
Yep.
And when we did the podcast, you said, this is all that matters.
Yeah.
So I'm focusing on this is all that matters,
I blew it. Yeah. I did hear the
you
point.
You blew it. That's right. Yeah.
I actually, Greg, for your first go-around, you're doing a much better job than our co-host here. But in true John fashion... It wouldn't be a podcast recording if John didn't somehow have to fuck with his video and audio settings and something doesn't look right. So even though you got it all set up, Greg, John is purposely
maybe
trying to make it not
work
right now.
We don't record all the time is because you're mean to me. Maybe that's why.
Oh. Yeah, the mic to speak to Amir right now.
I don't want
so
to
that he can hear you is over here.
I don't care.
I can pull it closer if you need
to. And the good news is... On our podcast, it's no video, so I can flip them off, and it's not violating of our no cursing rules for Avery.
Our no cursing rules have gone out the window.
Okay.
Anyway, welcome, Greg. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Getting learning a lot here about video quality. I went from an HD camera that I bought maybe years ago.
Webcam,
yeah, HD webcam. To John gave me a 4K Brio. What was that, at Christmas time?
Yeah, I think so.
So I've been using that to record content. I did a lot of self-learning, which was wild to go from an HD to 4K webcam and all the learnings that needed to go with that. Especially learning, I use OBS for all the settings. So doing that, and then John came over today and is getting me set up with a Fuji...
X-H2.
There you go. And
all right.
So I got a serious crash course, and I mean crash course, on using a professional camera, we did some testing, and the video quality is just astronomical. The difference is incredible. Yeah.
Well, he learned how angry the exposure meter makes him, just like you, Amir.
The advice I will give you is once you find your settings, don't do like John does. Just don't touch them.
I gave him that advice. Is. I said leave and it alone.
Every week or every time you record, you'll be good to go. And that's awesome. I'm excited. You know, I've been watching your videos so far and kind of the little tutorials that you've got. I see them mostly on Instagram. And go ahead. And what is your Instagram handle?
It's at traffic.tv.greg. You could just search for traffic TV and it will pull up with a green symbol.
Yeah. So traffic.tv is your domain. Tell us a little about what the business is. Like what would people find if they went to find you?
Well, I kind of initially wanted to teach people how to make money online. There's so many different ways of doing that. And I've been in the business for so long, I decided that there's so many ways out there on the internet to make money online that I didn't want to focus into one different area. And I felt like I could best serve helping people just get online with a business. So what I decided to do is take traffic.tv and turn it into a 30-day guide helping people get started with an online business. So I'm not necessarily teaching people how to go and make the money online. It's more of everything you need to do in order to start an online, successful, legitimate business. So it's no like get-rich-quick scams or anything like that.
Sure.
We go through setting up your LLC, setting up a business. We're going to create a website and logos and social medias. And we're going to do all the framework that you need to have an online website. And after 30 days, you'll be able to take that and, you know, however you want to make money, whether it's digital marketing, affiliate marketing, you could do it through social media. For instance, you have a podcast. This podcast is a product, right, that you're creating that you want to get out there. You can monetize the podcast. But if you wanted to actually have that podcast online, start a business surrounding your podcast, that's what I would show you how to do.
So why do you have expertise? Like, what did you spend the last couple decades doing that makes you equipped to teach people this?
Ultimately, I'm from the very get-go, I've kind of helped people find their domain name and get online and have their online presence. So when it comes to starting your business, it starts really with a domain name that you have to get online, because that's your email, your website.
Sure. You're
generally going to use it for social handles and other things like that. So as far as finding that domain name, I am an extreme expert on doing that, and I have a lot of videos. It's actually It's actually day three of my 30-day guide. Day three, really early on, is actually finding your domain name. Because it's so important, because it's going to outline what the rest of your company is going to be doing.
Got
so
it.
As far as that's concerned, I'm an expert when it comes to that. And then outside of that, I've helped clients over the years take their domain or their website online, start a business. I've helped people do affiliate marketing, digital marketing, and domain investing, primarily those three things. So taking what I've known over the last 19 years, helping clients and customers do that, I kind of decided I just want to do it myself. And that's what led me to start my own business. And really, it's about helping other people be successful online more than anything else.
Yeah, so you're talking about, and that's awesome, Greg. I think, you know, knowing your backstory a little bit, it's sometimes it's the hardest moments in life that lead you to the best paths forward, right? And I think it's really exciting for you today to be kind of starting your own business and not only doing a business for yourself, but also helping others get started. So let me ask you a question around that. So obviously your focus right now is to help other people learn how to start their own business, how to create their online presence. Your knowledge and expertise in starting with a domain name and building it from there are critical for that success. How are you making money, or what is your business on the back end look like? And, you know, as people start to listen and tune in and go through your 30-day process, I think they're going to learn a lot of this as well. But give us a sneak peek into, like, what is the business that Greg is running on the back end that is kind of putting all these gears in motion?
Sure. So me creating the guide for the 30-day guide on getting started with an online business. That's a digital product that I've created for myself, and that's what I can market to, right? But the way that, and I'm actually giving it away free. It's completely free right now, just for getting started. But the way that I make money when people go through my guide is through affiliate marketing. And affiliate marketing has been around for a really long time, but it's really taken off over the last 4 years, especially since COVID. And it's going to be the future of marketing for most all companies.
What does that mean? What is affiliate marketing?
Sure. So I'll explain it in... this is actually the best way I can explain it. If you had a product, let's just say... Actually, this is a great example. What was the camera you're going to have me use?
The Fuji X-H2.
So let's just use Fuji for an example. This is actually going to be perfect. Fuji, probably, they're a big company, right?
Yep.
They probably have a marketing team that they pay.
Of course.
They have a marketing budget that they use, and they throw out their own marketing videos. So if I'm into cameras, and I'm searching for cameras, let's just say on TikTok, and what's going to happen is every so often I'm going to get an ad popped up in front of me that shows, hey, here's a Fuji camera. Go buy one, right? And that's Fuji's marketing team putting together a video. They're doing this. They're paying for that advertising space. They're hoping that they're targeting the correct audience to get sales.
Yeah, 100 years of how advertising's always worked.
Traditional marketing is what it's called.
Yep.
Now we look at affiliate marketing. You have a podcast. So you're speaking about cameras all the time in your podcast, right? You can become an affiliate for them. And now you put a link in your description for your video, your podcast, whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. So that way, when you're talking about the cameras, you can speak to the users that you're speaking, that your podcast is for, and let them know, hey, here's the setup that we're using. This is the camera that I'm using to record this podcast. If you're interested, click the link below and it'll take you straight over to that site. Mm-hmm. If someone clicks that link, you earn a commission from Fuji.
Sure.
Right? And that's the core basis of what affiliate marketing is. Now, there's a right way to do it, and certainly a wrong way. If you don't want the FTC after you, the way that you would position yourself is at the beginning of your podcast, you would let them know, you'd let your users know that are listening to the podcast that you are an affiliate or you are affiliated with Fuji in some way,
right,
and that you can earn a commission off of people using that link.
Otherwise, you're violating some disclosure rules, right?
You're violating a lot of disclosure rules, sure, right? So it's very clear, and that's how I teach my guide. I teach it very clear up front of how you are supposed to do it the proper way, right, and the legal way. But that's the overall idea of affiliate marketing. So something like your podcast here would be a great example of someone that could utilize affiliate marketing to earn revenue and commissions yourself. Now, when we look at it from Fuji's standpoint, right, we just spoke about how they have the whole marketing department, right? Instead of having that marketing department and paying those advertising dollars ahead of time, what they are doing by utilizing affiliate marketing is they are basically saying, you guys have this podcast. You are targeting an audience that we really think would use our products, and we are only going to pay you after a sale is completed. Mm. So they don't have to pay employees. They don't have to pay upfront marketing costs. Hope that their marketing is actually landing in the target audience. Hope that their marketing is converting. They are just paying their marketing dollars after a sale is completed. Hmm. And that's the beauty of affiliate marketing and why, if you really look at it, so many companies are adopting some sort of affiliate marketing platform.
How did you decide to go this route when it comes to kind of starting your business? I'm sure you thought about some different options and some different things to go or things to do. Sorry. How did you land on the affiliate marketing route? And then also the teaching others how to do it. Like, where does that passion come from?
Well, I think I'll get to answer the second part of that first. When I had my corporate job, part of the most fun that I had with the job was when I started up my very own international team overseas. And we started out with just a two-person team in China. I expanded it out to India. We went to the Philippines and Manila, so many different areas overseas. And I built up a team from two people to towards the end of it, it was about 30 to 35 people. Wow. And took a less than $1 million business to over $50 million a year, right? So throughout the course of doing that, I learned that the most fun that I had in doing that was actually teaching people how to do the job and teaching managers how to people manage, right? It was two aspects of it. So in both of those lights, whether I was teaching an account manager how to work with clients directly or whether I was teaching a people manager how to actually manage people, I realized that that was kind of the passion. That's what sparked me in my job to be successful, right? And when I had to decide and create something new, one of the things that I ultimately landed on was I wanted to be able to help people or teach people in that same light. So that's kind of where the guide first was thought of, and it went through a lot of different iterations. I landed on a 30-day guide because I wanted it to be for everyone, even people with a job, where each day is only like 15 minutes long. 15 to 30 minutes, you can complete everything in. I wanted it to be for everyone, right? And once I thought of what I wanted to do, I needed to figure out a way to make money with it. And affiliate marketing was just the kind of clear direction, since I was already familiar with it, on what to take. And the beauty about the way that I'm doing things is I'm not reliant on one company or one particular product to earn my living with what I'm doing with affiliate marketing. If you decided to go through my guide, Amir, and you decided to set up an LLC, right, I can make money off of that, but I'm not locked into that only that one company for an LLC. If I wanted to, I can redo that video and recommend a different company. Let's say I don't like the company that I recommend using an LLC for. We can always switch it up and go to different companies. So it was just the next thing that I was thinking about when I was planning what affiliate marketing to do.
Yeah. So I have a question. It's two parts. One's for Amir. Amir, did you know businesses like our podcast are allowed to make money? I didn't know if you knew that. It's something maybe you should look into, buddy, since you run this one.
We've had a buy me a coffee little like fundraiser thing.
It's not working.
It's not working. Nobody's bought us coffee.
Bought us a coffee. I have no coffee in me today. Okay.
Also, we can't do affiliate marketing for cameras because between you and I, we get a new camera every other week, so that's hard to be consistent. Sorry.
It doesn't mean you can't recommend a product.
Yeah, seriously.
You can get any product you want.
I'm going to take this class.
John does buy enough stuff to just do affiliate marketing.
Okay, we're talking over Amir now. Okay. The actual question I had is 20 years ago, getting a domain name was a crazy concept, right? Yeah. And nowadays, that's pretty effortless. I think most people could figure out how to do that with a pretty simple Google search, although you'd be surprised how many can't, right?
You'd be surprised how many people buy a bad domain name.
Sure.
We'll put it that way. Totally. Everyone can go register a domain name.
But, that's right.
Getting Amir and John's crazy fun, weird threesome podcast is probably not a good domain name to
have. I mean, that one actually might make money. You never know. Okay. My question is, businesses are moving to things where the topics are about AI and the topics are about not just like SEO, but how will my business evolve in this modern climate? Will you touch on those things in your 30 days? Like what are the things will you do that will help modern businesses succeed?
Well, AI is certainly having an impact on a lot of businesses currently. Day 12 of my guide, actually I go over a lot of using AI, and it's mainly through ChatGPT, but really explaining and outlining the power behind what you can do with AI. Mm. I don't go over the full aspects of what AI could do. I do it in more of an aspect of if you're, say you're recording each podcast and doing a blog with each podcast, you could utilize AI to write a lot of that blog and do other things like that. Where I'm going to be teaching more about AI is not necessarily through my guide, but through on social media, because there's a lot of really interesting tidbits that I want to let people know about. And I think that would be a good way to get people interested in coming to my online guide. If someone's interested in AI, they're like, how can I make money online using AI? There's so many different ways and videos out there. Someone can find that, but they may not understand how to actually start their business. Mm-hmm. So someone finds AI, maybe they find my tips useful, they find an area where they can make money with AI, they come to my guide.
Got it.
To start their business.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned something here that stands out to me, and you mentioned social media. And I know you yourself are have a presence on social media. You're building your presence, right? Mm-hmm. Traffic.tv. How important is social media today for somebody looking to start a business that is web-based or online-based? And if you were going to give, you know, like your top one or two social media platforms that you should really try to build a presence on, what route would you recommend to somebody starting new?
Sure, that's a good question. And some of it depends on what you are actually planning to do, right? So if you want to look at engagement rates with your followers, Instagram is probably going to be the best platform to do that, right? But it is a lot harder to start a following on Instagram. That's one of the huge benefits of TikTok. TikTok and Instagram, I feel, go very well together. But if you go on TikTok, you're almost guaranteed when you start posting there to get every video, if you're consistent, will get at least 250 views. They'll give you that, like, basically for free, even on a brand new account.
Sure.
And you're going to get great view contact. As long as you're creating good, interesting content on TikTok, your view counts will go up. The problem with TikTok is it's really hard to interact directly with your viewers or the users that are looking at your content, where it's much different on Instagram. You could message people directly on Instagram, and you get a lot more of a personal connection there. So I would probably say for the majority of people looking to get online, those are probably your two best areas to go to. But if you are able to create very nice and good content, then YouTube, in my opinion, is still going to be the ultimate resource if you're really going online. But you have to be making video content, and you have to be really putting in a lot of effort and work into doing YouTube. So that's actually part of what I'm most excited about. I'm in Instagram and TikTok and everything else like that, but I'm really interested to get up and running a lot of the YouTube content that I've planned for the future.
Yeah. Once you get the... Go ahead.
Sorry, John. I just had a quick follow-up question to that, and then I'll turn it back over to you, John. So sorry. With all the stuff, and I think that's really, really great advice, the thing that kind of brings me a little caution, and it might resonate a little caution to some of our listeners out there, is everything that's happening right now in the political landscape with TikTok and
sure.
the uncertainty of whether it'll be here in a year or not. So not to say that people should avoid TikTok today. I think, you know, utilize it for as long as you can. But do you think with TikTok potentially not being around in a year, do you think that traffic and that focus will transition more towards Instagram? So like start Instagram first and rely on that as kind of the absorber of the TikTok crowd? Or do you potentially see it going somewhere else that may not be a contender today, like say Snapchat? Or, you know, maybe relying stronger on YouTube Shorts, things of that nature. Where do you see that kind of potentially transitioning to?
First of all, I definitely recommend, and in my guide when I speak about social media, which is its own day in its own right, I recommend going with Instagram first. That should be the foundation of what you're going for, right? You can do TikTok. It pairs very easily with Instagram. So I always kind of recommend if you are doing Instagram, you may as well do TikTok as well. And you can do that. Whether or not it's going to be around is... I mean, that's an interesting topic in its own right.
Sure.
I almost guarantee that TikTok will be around regardless of what's happening right now. I know I'm familiar with up to date with everything, but someone is going to take control of that, whether what company it is or what government it is. Who knows, but there's too much information and too many users on that platform for it to go dormant. So, in my opinion, we don't know what the future of it holds, but I almost guarantee it's not going to disappear for what it's worth. But that is my own opinion, and it's a very divisive topic. So,
John, I know. Sorry, I'm going to turn it over to you. I know you had one final question for us.
Yeah, I just want to close out the future. So mm-hmm. your business starts. People do this 30-day tutorial. They learn a little bit. Hopefully, you make some money off people. Learn a little bit. What do you go into? You said you like building businesses. Are you going to help people with coaching? Are you going to, become a personal trainer for their business? Like, what's the future in your world?
It's funny because I've had more people tell me when I started this business or trying to figure out what I want to do in the next chapter of my life, I had more people tell me that I should go into coaching, like personal coaching for people's businesses, more than anything else. And I believe that I could really, that may be something I will do in the future. And I'm sure I would enjoy doing that on a one-on-one basis, but my goal in life now is to be able to provide that to more people, like the masses, right? Mm-hmm. Not only having one-on-one, I mean, if someone certainly wants to pay me enough, sure, but I would rather be able to reach more people than just a one-on-one setting. So in the future, hopefully in a month or two here, I will be at least starting out to stream. The plan right now is Tuesdays and Thursdays for 2 to 3 hours a day. Again, this is all just still in the works, but that's kind of what I would like to do in the future. Be able to stream a couple times a week where anybody who's going through my guide or if anybody has questions about starting their online business, I would be able to answer those questions, not only for them, but for other people. Because if they have a question, I'm sure there's a handful of other people that are going to have the exact same question. So doing that live streaming is what I see kind of the future of me, at least being able to help people. And then also going into YouTube and taking that a lot more seriously.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Greg. It's such a pleasure to have you on. Before we wrap up, I do want to just let you close this out. Just let all of our listeners know one more time where they can find you online, website, Instagram, TikTok. How does somebody follow you and become a future business owner?
Absolutely. The best thing to do is traffic.tv. Go to the website. You can sign up for my guide there. And then if you search for that on any of the socials, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and X platform, searching for traffic.tv, my logo is a little green meeple person. And that is the best way to find me.
Yeah. Or there's a second website, which is useafuckingcoaster.com. Apparently that takes you right to his website. So you can try that one.
Yep. I've owned that for many years. Yeah, knowing John.
It's on there.
But thanks for having me on. That was great.
Yeah, man. Glad to have you.
No, hey, thank you. Thank you for being our first threesome.
It's an unforgettable moment.
Jesus Christ on a motorbike.
Skinny fries.